If coffee makes you nervous, switch to Postum. Makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. I wonder how many of you women have husbands like Tom Lane. Tom loved to eat. And there was nothing like a good dinner to put him in a good humor. After supper, he'd usually say something like,
"Oh, that was a good dinner. Now, let's get after those dishes now and skip out to the movies. What do you say, huh?"
But almost overnight, Tom changed. One day, he miserably pushed back his chair and said,
"Oh, I can't eat anymore. I'm getting indigestion. I can't understand it. This has never happened to me before."
And that was the beginning of many attacks of indigestion. What had happened? What had changed him from a man who could get up from a table singing to a man who would feel perfectly miserable almost every time he ate? His doctor told him it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, don't think I'm going to stand here and tell you that coffee sets everybody's nerves on edge, because it doesn't. Many people can drink coffee without the slightest ill effect, but many others cannot. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves can upset your digestion or rob you of sleep or make you cranky and irritable, and you think coffee may be responsible or even partly responsible, make it a point to switch to Postum. For Postum cannot possibly set your nerves on edge. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Postum has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. So drink Postum instead of coffee. And even in 2 weeks' time, as soon as you've given Postum a fair trial, see if your nerves aren't in better shape, see if your digestion hasn't improved, see if you don't thank the day you switched to Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge, that only a few days ago was a quiet, peaceful little village, is now the scene of much activity. The cast for Lum and Abner's picture arrived in town last Saturday, and people from all the nearby communities have flocked into town to catch a glimpse of the Hollywood celebrities. As we look in on our old friends today, we find Lum and Abner, down at the Jot 'em Down store, very much impressed by it all.
Listen. Oh, the old hands are excited about that moving picture. They don't know what to do, honey. Follow them actors around on the streets like they were some kind of a curiosity.
Yeah, well, not only the people here in town, these folks coming from all around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the town was full yesterday.
Well, the street is as crowded today just like it was Saturday.
Yeah, wait till they actually get started making the picture. That's when they're going to flock in here.
Oh, my, yeah.
I'll say one thing, them actors is mighty nice to them. Awful nice people. Stop and talk to them and all.
Oh, yeah.
Every time one of them steps outside of Sister Simpson's boarding house, there's a bunch standing there waiting to get their autographs. Reckon why it is nobody don't ask us for our autographs. We're in the picture, too.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't know we're in it, Lum.
Yeah. Just wait till that picture comes out, though, and they see where the star's in it. I bound you they'd be begging us to write our names down for them.
Yeah, well, I'd just as lief they wouldn't myself. It's a nuisance, special if these strangers keep coming in here.
Yeah, I never thought about crowds coming in here this-a-way. Cedric said he rented the last one of our tourist cabins over there a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could use some more of them. Yeah,
or to make some money out of it.
Yeah, and could have made some money out of the store here if it hadn't been for that bad blame squire scheme.
Yeah.
Paying us $150 a month for it and then renting it to the picture company for $500 a week.
Well, let's just orderline us not to have no business dealings with squire.
Yeah, we say that every time, but we keep right on having
them. I wouldn't swap nickels with him now. Just an out-and-out crook, so he is.
Well, he just might not have made a living off us, Lum. Just skinned us on different deals. All us selling us some gold mine stock or oil stock, it ain't no count. beat us out of $3,000 on that circus we had a few years ago.
Yeah, I ain't forgot about that neither. That was the worst skinning he ever give us.
Oh, yeah.
Bought the circus from us for $1,000 and knowed before he done it that he done had the two elephants and all them other animals sold to the zoo in there at the county seat for $4,000.
Yeah, and if we keep dealing with him, why, he's just gonna keep skinning us, too.
Well, he'll live to have his regrets. Them things always comes back on a feller. Chickens always come home to roost.
Yeah, a feller's got to live right. He's... Huh?
Huh?
What did you say about chickens?
I said he'll get what's coming to him.
You mean he'll get what chickens he's got coming to him?
No, I said chickens always come home to roost.
Yeah.
He'll get caught up with on all these unhonest things he's been doing.
Has Squaw been stealing chickens, too?
No, not that I know of.
Well, what difference does it make about where his chickens roost at, then?
I never said his chickens. Anybody's chickens. Them things will be found out.
Well, I still don't see what the chickens has got to do with it.
Them things will come back on him. His chickens will come home to roost. And that's how folks will find out about all the unhonest things he did.
Oh, chickens can't talk, Lum. If they knowed anything, they couldn't tell it on him. They can tell you when he lay an egg, but that's about all they can say. Just cackle.
You talk like a crazy man sometimes.
Well, I would think I was crazy. Some domernecker hen was to sidle up to me and tell me she caught Squire Skimp stealing. I don't believe they can do it, neither.
I never said nothing about chickens talking. All I said was that chickens come home to roost. That's an old lettered saying of mine. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows what?
That your chickens come home to roost.
Well, ours don't. Not all of them.
Well, they will if you ain't living right.
Well, I must be living right then. For we've got a yeller lagern over there that ain't been home to roost in 2 weeks. Elizabeth was telling me this morning that she's got a nest over there in Seastrunk's barn. The hen has. Stays over there all the time. What does that mean?
She's just an exception.
Oh, no, she ain't. She's just a common old yeller lagern. She ain't the first chicken I ever heard of not coming home to roost, neither.
Well, you're getting clean away from what I'm talking about, though. You're taking me literary. When I say chickens, I mean, well, anything. Anything you do that's wrong is going to come home to roost.
Anything you do wrong is going to come home to roost?
If you're unhonest, you'll get paid for it eventually.
Get paid for being unhonest? That's the first time I ever heard of that.
Well, I don't mean you'll get paid in real money.
Well, even giving a fella a check looks to me like...
Abner, you're getting yourself worse mixed up than ever. You don't get paid for being unhonest.
Well, what do you get paid for, then?
You don't get paid for doing nothing.
Oh.
All I started out to say is that all the chickens Squire Skimp is... All the skinnings that Squire Skimp's give us will come back to him.
And roost.
Well, yeah.
Well, he better make that hen house of his bigger than it is, then. All the unhonest things he's ever did is going to try to roost in it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Why, he ain't even got room for that circus he beat us out of. What if all that come over there to roost? I bet he'd be surprised to death come out some morning to gather the eggs and find them two elephants sitting there on the hen roost.
Well, now you're getting silly.
What's the matter?
I just got to thinking that would look sort of funny. See them elephants sitting on the hen roost. But that's ridiculous, Abner.
That's what I say. I don't believe there's nothing to that coming home to roost business.
Well, it's so anyway. But I'd rather go ahead and admit I was wrong and to undertake to explain it to you.
Yeah. See there? You're always making some remark, and then when a body gets you in a corner, you try to wiggle out of it.
I ain't trying to wiggle out of nothing. I ain't taking back a thing I said. I just said...
That... I know what you said. I heard you.
You heard wrong then, for you got yourself so mixed up now, couldn't nobody...
Hey, wait a minute. That's all ring.
Let it ring. I don't care.
I don't either. Just let it ring.
Or the answers, I reckon. Might be a grocery order. I'll get it.
Well, I'll answer if you want it answered.
Yeah, I'm down on my feet now.
Oh.
Hello. Got him down, store talking. I'm Edwards talking.
Who? About
that. Oh, how are you, Mr. Coslow?
Chicken's coming home.
Uh-huh.
Roost.
Well, no, I can't think of nothing right offhand this way.
Squirrel his whole house full of stuff.
Well, I reckon so, but... Yeah, send the riders over here. We'll think of something.
Stand loose
here. All right, sir. Yeah, we'll be looking for him. All right. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Mr. Coslow, I don't know if anything funny ever happens around the store here. Wants to put it in the moving picture.
Anything funny?
Yeah, something funny that's said or done. I told him I couldn't think of nothing offhand. Can you think anything that ever happened around here that was funny?
Doggy, no, not to think of right now or to think of something. Let's see.
I might make up something. Yeah. The writers are coming over here directly. I'll tell them some funny jokes they can put in that picture.
What kind of jokes?
Let's see. I could tell them the one about... Wait, here comes Grandpappy Spears. Maybe he can help us.
Yeah, yeah. He might know if something funny is happening around here. He'll recollect.
Come in, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy. Yes, sir, that moving picture's causing a lot of excitement around town here.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa, can you think of anything funny that ever happens around the store here?
Funny?
Yeah, for the moving picture. They want to put it in the picture.
Well, I don't know. Some of them checker games you and Abner puts on is awful funny to a fella standing off watching and listening.
Funny?
No, that wouldn't be no good.
No.
Nobody wouldn't pay money to go to the picture show just to watch us two play checkers.
Yeah, let's see.
Grandpap, does all your chickens come home of a night to roost?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Do they, Grandpap?
Well, no, they don't, Abner. We got about three that roost in a shed down there in the lower end of the field. Got nests down there, I reckon.
Yeah, see there, Lon. Now, what'd I tell you?
All right. Chickens don't come home to roost then.
Well, that's better.
Well, I'm glad you're satisfied now.
That had me bothered there.
Anything to please you. Chickens don't come home to roost. That's all settled now.
Yeah, all settled.
Well, I don't know now, Lon. There's an old saying says they do. When a fella does something wrong, his old saying says your chickens always come home to roost.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. What in the world did you want to say that for?
Nothing funny ever happens around the Chatham Town store. Don't forget, friends, at this same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.